This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There's been a good deal of talk about a shakeup at the White House, but so far the changes in the administration's lineup have been pretty small. Today, the president picked Trade Representative Rob Portman as his new budget director. Portman takes the job vacated by the new chief of staff, Joshua Bolton. Replacing Portman as the nation's top trade negotiator will be his deputy, Susan Schwab. Chief of Staff Bolton is said to be considering more personnel moves among top staff, but today, the most talked about member of the administration, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, got another endorsement from the president. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
Change is in the air at the White House, with each new day bringing new speculation about the fate of cabinet members and top presidential aides. Today, however, there were no big surprises. The president used a Rose Garden event to nominate former Ohio congressman, longtime Bush ally, and current U.S. trade rep Rob Portman as director of the Office of Management and Budget.
As director of OMB, Rob will have a leading role on my economic team. He will be part of a daily senior staff meetings led by Josh Bolton.
In his new job, Portman will also play a role in trying to smooth what has been at times a difficult relationship with Republicans in Congress.
I'm particularly happy that in this new position, I'll continue to work closely with my former colleagues in Congress, whose feedback, collaboration, and friendship I highly value.
Portman said the president's economic policies have led to a growing U.S. economy, and he said tax cuts enacted in the first term should be made permanent. His appointment, which still needs Senate approval, is being praised by Republicans, but Democrats use the occasion to point out the record deficits accrued since Mr. Bush took office and to predict Portman won't be turning that around. After introducing Portman and the new trade rep who replaces him, Susan Schwab, the president said he'd take a couple of questions. The focus quickly turned to the possibility of more changes among senior staff. Mr. Bush was asked if Bolton will be seeking resignations. The president, while not denying that more change is coming, dismiss such talk as speculation over a game of musical chairs.
But I also understand what happens in Washington. You know, a little flicker of gossip starts moving hard and people jump all over it. Now, the thing the American people got to know is we'll structure this White House so it continues to function to deal with major problems.
When pressed, the president's patience seems strained.
You can understand why. Because we got people's reputations at stake. And on Friday, I stood up and said, I don't appreciate the speculation about Don Rumsfeld. He's doing a fine job. I strongly support him.
It was the president who brought up Rumsfeld's name, seeming to look for an opportunity to put to rest talk that Rumsfeld should go.
I have strong confidence in Don Rumsfeld. I hear the voices, and I read the front page, and I know the speculation, but I'm the decider, and I decide what is best, and what's best is for Don Rumsfeld to remain as the Secretary of Defense. I want to thank you all very much.
With that, the president brought a quick end to the brief question and answer session, if not to the speculation. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.